Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist is with you, coming to you from the house that Root built, author of the bestseller Trump Rules. Remember, if you want peace, always prepare for war. That's what I do on this show. Only show of its kind. No script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistants. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day. We go to war on this show. And the public enemies number one and two at this point have got to be China, the People's Republic of China, and the Chinese Communist Party, and Dr. Anthony Fauci. Bad, bad people. Remember that movie, The Evil That Men Do? Pure evil. These guys are responsible for all the deaths and all the money and all the jobs and all the business lost. Evil people. Trump today put it best. He said China must pay the world $10 trillion in biological war reparations. I was on this a year ago. Go listen to what I said last March. China's going to owe trillions to the United States of America and trillions more to the world. They let it out. They designed it in a biowarfare lab, and they let it out. How did I know that a year ago, well over a year ago, last March, so a year and 3 months ago? And people are just getting around to realizing this now. China ruined the world. Whether they did it on purpose or it came out of the biowarfare lab, you know, by mistake, but it doesn't matter. They were developing this terrible thing called COVID-19. They were developing in their biowarfare lab. They're responsible for it. And by the way, even if it just got out by mistake, which I continue to doubt, I believe we won the trade war and they let it out on purpose to destroy our economy and to destroy Trump's economy and therefore to destroy Trump's reelection and therefore to get elected their guy who they own, blackmail and bribe, Joe Biden. But even if it did get out by mistake, A, they created it in a biowarfare lab, so they're still responsible. That's A. So instead of murder, it's mass manslaughter. And B, they absolutely knew how bad it was, and they closed down all of China to Wuhan. They made sure no one could leave Wuhan and get into the rest of China, and therefore it was not a big hit on Beijing or Shanghai. But they let people board airplanes from Wuhan and travel all over the world, including right here in Vegas, for our big Comdex event last January, which I attended. Can you imagine? I'd never been to Comdex in my entire life, and I chose to go to the one in January of 2020. And I remember at the time thinking, it's amazing. It's half Asian. Everybody here is Chinese. They were all from China. All the exhibitors from China. The audience is from China. And here it is in the middle of the United States, in good old Vegas, and everybody's Chinese. And they let people get on airplanes and come here for that event. And they knew it was already circulating. It was definitely there in January. And they knew it was going to kill people, and they didn't care. That's murder as well. So on every level, this is murder. But I continue to believe, and I'll write this commentary tomorrow, I continue to believe it was purposeful. It wasn't just sending people on a flight. They let the germ out on purpose. You know, I want to write the truth about the Chinese created COVID pandemic. Of course it came from a biowarfare lab. But the real question is, was it a purposeful attack on America? Do you think it's a coincidence? Listen to what they achieved. They killed the economy, which is their number one competitor. They turned perhaps the best economy in modern history, maybe in history, into a crushing crash, a stock market crash, a short-term Great Depression. They added trillions in debt to the American debt. They destroyed all of our supply chains. They put 40 million people out of work temporarily and 16 million permanently. They've created hyperinflation. They've destroyed millions of businesses. The ammo prices tripled. Food prices through the roof. Gas prices through the roof. Housing prices through the roof. Tripled the price of energy transport. Massive labor shortages. The border was finally secured under Trump. Now they got Trump thrown out, so it's wide open. They got the whole nation on welfare, bailout, stimulus, universal monthly checks. Worst of all, they killed all the work ethic. Everybody would rather stay home than go to work. They made China and the Chinese Communist Party hundreds of billions in partnership with the Mexican drug cartels, because by throwing Trump out and putting Biden in, they opened the border, and so all the money in human smuggling, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, all that is now tripled. They forced mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting and other first-time rules that allowed massive voter fraud and turned a sure thing Trump landslide victory into a Trump defeat through a rigged and stolen election. And don't forget, the trade war is all but forgotten. Everything we talked about on my show, trade war, Trump's winning the trade war, Trump won the trade war, it's all forgotten. There is no more trade war anymore. They made it all go away. And here's the biggest bonus of all, they put a dupe, a puppet and a stooge owned by the Chinese Communist Party into the White House, changing trillions of dollars in spending and putting the USA and the White House under the control of the Communist Party of China. That's what they accomplished with this. So you think that's a coincidence? A coinky-dink? You really believe it's a coinky-dink? Just by pure luck, they destroyed the whole U.S. economy, their number one competitor. They burned down our country. They collapsed our country. They collapsed American way of life. They made everybody scared. They made everybody listen to Big Brother. They defeated Trump with mail-in ballots and no voter ID. And now they control the White House with Biden. And there's no more trade war. You think that's a coincidence? That happened by mistake? I don't believe it. But either way, Trump is right. They owe us trillions of dollars in reparations. And I said at the time, I came up with ideas a year and a half ago. I said at the time, hey, we owe them $2 trillion. They bought American bonds, right? American debt. And so we owe them $2 trillion. Let's just say, sorry, you're never getting it. It's erased. Goodbye. There's $2 trillion right there. Now we don't owe China anything. That's one way to claw back $2 trillion. But let me ask you something. If public enemy number one is China and they owe us trillions of dollars, isn't public enemy number 1A Dr. Fauci? He was in on it all. President Trump was right about the China virus coming from the Wuhan lab. Wayne Root was right about it from day one. And Dr. Fauci's equally responsible with China. He was defending them. He was in partnership with them. He funded it. That's the reason they didn't want to talk about any of this. Because then it would all come that the United States funded the research into coronavirus and that biowarfare lab. This is a scary thing to talk about. How many people are responsible for mass murder? Is Dr. Fauci guilty of mass murder? What's his level of responsibility? Who was in it with him? Who covered this up? But China, Trump says, should pay $10 trillion to America and the world for the death and destruction they have caused. I would say that Fauci should be sued for the same amount of money. And Trump also said, what did Dr. Fauci know and when did he know about it? The Wuhan lab. I would argue, what did he know about hydroxychloroquine and when did he know about it? He's guilty of mass murder. Fauci knew about hydroxychloroquine in early 2020, lied to the public, called it dangerous, said no one should take it, said it doesn't work, said it's a waste of time. It was never a waste of time. Try to find my phone here. I can't find it, but I have the Zelenko protocol on it. I don't know what I did with my phone. I must have left it in the other room, my cell phone, but it had the Zelenko protocol on it. Here it is. It's underneath a bunch of sheets of paper. So let's see what Vladimir Zelenko said. I read this in the first hour, and I want to read it to you again. because it's so damning and it's so succinct. It really does tell you exactly what happened. Here it is. He laid it out. The true narrative from Vladimir Zelenko, by far the best anti-COVID doctor I've ever seen. First of all, he sends me an observational study on 255 mechanically ventilated COVID patients. And hydroxychloroquine, zinc, erythromycin increased survival by 100%. He says, this is a holocaust we witnessed, and we are still living through. Mass murder. He says, here's the true narrative. Number one, COVID-19 is a man-made bioweapon released from the Wuhan viral lab. Number two, Dr. Fauci and his accomplices gave critical technology and funding to China to develop a weapon of mass destruction. Number three, pre-hospital treatment of COVID-19 was intentionally suppressed. Life-saving information and medication was initially suppressed. Number four, the Zelenko protocol was developed mid-March 2020. Hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus ZPAC. This protocol reduced hospitalization and death by 84%. Multiple studies have proven this to be a scientific fact. Number five, we had academic fraud, media false propaganda, and government malfeasance vilified the pre-hospital treatment with the Zelenko protocol. Number six, because of that, out of 600,000 dead Americans, we could have saved 510,000. And you realize that would mean 90,000 dead, which is a typical bad flu season, and that's it? Number seven, the American people have been brutalized and are victims of mass murder and crimes against humanity. Mass murder and crimes against humanity, says Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Solution, two solutions. Number one, immediately endorse pre-hospital treatment and make it the standard of care with the Zelenko protocol and hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And number two, bring the criminals to justice. Charge these people with mass murder. And I would add number three, bill the Chinese government $10 trillion. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
What's the lesson of this show? Time and time again, government lies. Never trust government. Government's evil. Government's not of your best interest in mind. Fauci is Exhibit A. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Fauci lied, millions died. Very, very sad. Mass murder is really what it comes down to. But certainly, at the very least, you call it mass manslaughter. Massive negligence. Massive fraud. Massive misrepresentation about what was happening. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Asset Strategies International. Make no mistake, inflation is here. It's massive. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date. Most of that before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. And since the Colonial Pipeline was hacked, I haven't seen it go down. Want a new home? On average, it costs a tremendous amount more. Massive increase in home prices because soaring lumber costs. Commodities prices soaring. Food prices soaring. Just saw an article at restaurants around the country are raising menu prices dramatically because of their food costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios, number one killer of your current standard of living, number one killer of your retirement. Number one killer of the money, the estate, and the money you leave your family. Your best protection against inflation is gold. History proves that. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. So for my listeners only, they're offering 1-ounce gold bars at just $59 over gold price, $59 over gold price. While supplies last, call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. There's just no choice anymore. I've preached gold for all 6 years I've been on the radio, and boy, there's never been a bigger reason to own it than now. But you made a lot of money if you listened to me for those 6 years. A lot of money. Because at the very beginning of my 6 years, if my memory serves me right, gold was down to a very low level. Right? Gold was down to like 1,000, 1,100. And where is gold today? Let's go see. Let's go explore together now. Let's go to, actually, I like going to CNBC. I like to see what stocks did and gold did. So, gold today, gold slide. Ooh, gold slides. Gold slides today, but it's still at 1871. Gold was down almost 2% to 1871. So it's 1,871. If you started listening to me, gold was between 1,000 and 1,100 when I started talking about gold on the radio, when I got my radio show. So you've made a fortune. You've almost doubled your money. So that's after a very bad day. You know, and we all know inflation is coming. We all know, good days and bad days aside, gold will go up, gold will go down, but over the long term, gold will be fantastic. Former MI6. What am I saying? I'm looking at this stuff fast. There's no M16. There's MI6, which is the British version of the CIA. Former MI6 head warns China will have had lab leak evidence destroyed or made to disappear. Let me ask a question. When China starts saying literally, because you're investigating the leak of, you know, how the Wuhan flu got out, right? How the China flu got out, COVID-19. Because you're willing to investigate that, we're going to make ready a nuclear attack. They said that yesterday. Get ready to drop a nuclear bomb on the United States. Who says that? Who makes that statement unless they have something horrible to hide? And I believe what they have horrible to hide is that they inflicted this on us. This was not a mistake. It was inflicted on us. They either sent it to destroy us or they knew it was bad. It got out in a leak from their biowarfare lab. They were using it, you know, developing it as a biowarfare weapon. A weapon of mass destruction, and it got out, and at that point they said, screw it, send everybody on an airplane to America and spread it. Way, it was intentional, they owe the world $10 trillion. Either way, and they're so scared that we're going to find out and bankrupt their country, because they don't have $10 trillion. That would bankrupt China forever. And so they're willing to die, they're willing to fight and die and start a nuclear war. So, of course, MI6 is right. China will have had the lab leak evidence all destroyed or made to disappear. Just like Anthony Fauci lied about everything. Everything. He lied about hydroxychloroquine. He lied about how, you know, whether it was man-made or not. He lied about the guilt of the Chinese. He lied about the fact that Chinese communist officials lie all the time. He said, no, you could trust them, he said. He lied about masks. He lied about lockdowns. He lied about, in short, everything. He's going to be held accountable. I promise you, Anthony Fauci is going to be held accountable for millions dead because of his lies. And in the United States, hundreds of thousands dead that never had to die. I said this how many hundreds of times on this show, that if you ban hydroxychloroquine, it's mass murder. Guess who else banned it? The governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak. Mass murder.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced more details Thursday about the program to share COVID vaccines with other countries. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said that donations of shots would be coming from the U.S.'s surplus supply, and the majority of the first shipment of 25 million doses would be shared through the United Nations COVAX program. Some will also be directed to India, Gaza, the West Bank, and other areas experiencing a surge of infections. He added that the donations are being made to further the overall goal of ending the pandemic globally. And the Department of Justice is moving to treat ransomware attacks as acts of terrorism in the wake of a rise of major incidents. Reuters reporting U.S. attorney's offices received new guidance on Thursday, directing them to coordinate any ransomware investigations with a recently created federal task force. Recent attacks against Colonial Pipeline and meat producer JBS have caused the department to prioritize ransomware attacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Before I get to my guest, who's got some local Nevada breaking news, and the reason I bring him on is, you know, look, it's a nationally syndicated show. We're in over 50 stations around the country and growing fast. And the reason I bring him on is because what happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay in Las Vegas. It's usually representative of the kind of scams liberals are pulling all over the United States, and he's got an interesting scam to talk about. So we'll get to it in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment, the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People lose fat fast. They supercharge their energy. They boost their immune system. Look and feel years younger. Simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? I'm on the program. And I've only been on the program for a few short months. I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat in just 88 days. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I'll have another weigh-in soon. Unbelievable. I mean, truly, and everywhere I go, people say, you look fantastic, you look young, you look like you lost a lot of weight, you look 10 years younger than you are. Those are the kind of comments I get everywhere I go. And you can just go to energizedhealth.com, and you'll check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, including mine. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com, watch the masterclass, or just cut to the chase. Get 40% off by mentioning WAR, Wayne Allyn Root. Call right now, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com. My guest is Rob Lauer, a founder and political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. He does a bang-up job of investigative journalism from the conservative viewpoint. Maybe I shouldn't say that, from the fair viewpoint. Liberals do it from a prejudiced, biased liberal viewpoint, but he does it from a fair viewpoint, and he digs up some great stories. He's got one for us today. Rob Lauer, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. And by the way, I did run into you, and you did look amazing. I mean, it does work. It's great.
It does work. Thank you. You have a story about the Nevada Secretary of State's office. I'm not a big fan of the Republican Secretary of State, Barbara Savaski, who, this is how I sum her up, she has done absolutely less than zero in what is it, 8 years in office? I think she's been in office 8 years, right? She's serving almost her second term. Almost 8 years. And she's done nothing. Nothing. What's the point of electing Republicans if they do absolutely nothing for conservatives? Conservatism or conservatives? She's done less than nothing, but welcome to the show and tell us what you found.
Well, I'm going to confirm what you said, that she has done nothing. I a month ago, served the Secretary of State's office with a public records request for all of their emails, their internal emails, between them and Facebook and Twitter. Because I wanted to find out what was going on, if there's communication. And I had to actually threaten them with a lawsuit 2 weeks ago to get them to come forward and finally produce documents, like hundreds of pages of emails, and they bury me in repeated stuff. Anyway, so I discovered that, I mean, a surprise to me, I mean, just a shock, that Facebook actually in August in an email offered, and the Secretary of State's office, not Barbara Sagasky, but her office, her agency, accepted $30,000 in advertising credit from Facebook for quote-unquote recruiting poll workers. Now, I don't know, I never heard of a private corporation being able to donate money to a government entity who, by the way, is the chief controlling authority and regulator of that private organization. So the Secretary of State's office actually regulates political groups, campaign finance. Well, you know, Facebook's major finance support comes from ads for political advertising. And what was also interesting and noted in our email get was all these emails for the last year, not one single email went out from the Secretary of State's office to Facebook requiring or requesting any information related to their own regulatory information. Nothing, nothing, no request at all. So they got their money's worth in that respect. But also we found, and this
Rob, do me one favor. Just back off the mic just a little bit. You're just popping your peas and making a funny noise. So just back up just a little bit and tell us tell us the next round of information you found out.
This is what we all suspected, and my story pulls back the curtain on Facebook. Facebook provides in an email that I have here, March 12th, 2020, email to Secretary of State's office, their personal contact with their phone number and email for a person there to contact if they want to take down any suspicious ads or posts that they want them to look at and take down. So we've all believed that's going on, but we now have the actual evidence of an email from Facebook offering the Secretary of State's office specific power and you know, very special, unique power that no other business has. No, I mean, I don't have it. You don't have it. Most folks we know don't have that kind of a reach and availability to reach to a Facebook public policy person's their phone number and say, hey, can you take down or look at this ad? And we know this is true. We know this is going on because Judicial Watch did a public records request with the Iowa Secretary of State and caught them and found out that they literally took down a post from Judicial Watch prior to that. So we know this is going on. So what we are seeing, what we see now and we know is going on is Facebook is a monopoly. And they're not just a monopoly in the social media market. They are the marketplace. And the only way they've been able to maintain their power and their position is by essentially offering money, but also offering political support and a partnership with these government agencies, including Fauci. I mean, we all know, we can now see what really happened with Fauci when we look at my emails that I obtained from the Secretary of State's office. This is exactly what they did across the board, and they did with Fauci's office, and that is offer, and we know, we saw it in Fauci's email scandal recently that just came out, that they offered to suppress information that was critical of Fauci, and they've done that with Secretary of State and everything across the board. So, but we now have confirmation of that. We don't have to guess and think, and we're not conspiracy nuts. It actually is going on.
Right, and Facebook was caught by Judicial Watch taking down a Facebook post critical of the Iowa Secretary of State, according to Judicial Watch's public records request. So the question is, did they do the same thing for the Nevada Secretary of State? They give her $30,000, she protects them, says no oversight of Facebook, and then Facebook says, in return, we'll patrol, you know, all of our, you know, all of our Facebook members, and anybody who says something bad about Barbara Sivaski or the office of the Secretary of State of Nevada, we'll make sure we take that down or shadow bans, nobody sees it. And that's what you and I have both experienced, but Rob, right? I mean, I've had, first I was banned by Twitter for life. Let's start with that. Banned for life by Twitter for the crime of questioning the election. And then number two, while they let mass murderers stay on Twitter with no problem. And then number two, on Facebook.
The guy Iran is allowed on Twitter.
Right. And many other mass murderers and many other terrible people. But also on Facebook, I'm still on, miraculously, but I noticed that many of my posts are seen by almost no one. Some are seen by 4,000, some are seen by 5,000, some are seen by 1,000, some are seen by like 30. And you could tell that they've banned, shadow bans that people can't find the posts that I put out that are critical of certain Democrats or make a really strong case that Democrats stole the election or that some Democrats literally are mass murderers like Fauci or like Governor Killer Cuomo. So they make sure they don't see them. That's what they do every day, and I'm sure they've done it to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. I've been in several stories in the last year critical of Barbara Sagaski and her office, and I've noticed those stories have gone shadow ban, and I normally have thousands of views, thousands of people, and those stories have very little traction. I notice that often. So the Facebook is actually protected by federal law, Section 230, which protects them from lawsuits. Well, if they're not a publisher and they're not speaking of information, they clearly are violating the law here by partnering up with these government agencies and taking down content that's critical. That is an absolute violation of federal law. But the problem is there's no one out there who's going after them. That's what we need, is someone like the governor of Texas or the AG of Florida, and they need to bring lawsuits and go after them.
Yeah, well, the problem is we're not in Florida or Texas. Those are Republican states, and it's the same reason. I know everybody's well-meaning. All the Republicans in the state, I love them in Nevada. I love every one of the Republican activists, but they all naively kept saying that Trump was going to win the state. And I kept saying, guess what, guys? I don't want to be negative, but, you know, he has a chance to win the state, but I don't think he will, because over Steve Sisolak's dead body. He's never going to let you win the state. And then once it's over and we find massive corruption, they've got all the judges. They've got all of the, ability to censor us and ban us and shadow ban us with Facebook and Twitter cooperating, Instagram, all of them. And they've got the legislature passing rules now, passing into law permanent voter fraud forevermore.
Right.
So in Nevada, with a Republican, with a Democrat governor, Democrat assembly, Democrat state senate, the odds of ever trying to overturn anything now are getting between slim and none.
Well, the other part an aspect of this $30,000 offer to help the Secretary of State reach out and recruit campaign poll workers and people who count the ballots is we literally have here Facebook controlling who they're going to market those jobs to. So do you think they're marketing them to Republican conservatives and Trump supporters, or are they going to market them to Democrats?
Right. I mean, well, we all know.
Interference in our own election system, and they are allowed to do it.
Rob, everybody who oversaw the voting process was a liberal Democrat who hates our guts. Everyone who was counting the ballots was a liberal Democrat who said, here's one for the Republicans, here's two for the Democrats, here's one for the Republicans, here's three for the Democrats. They didn't match signatures. They didn't care if people were dead. They didn't care if they weren't living at the address. They didn't care about it. They never checked ID. They didn't care about anything. It's all liberals in control of the voting process, and shame on us for allowing this to happen. Rob Lauer, thanks for digging. Thanks for being a good attack dog and a good investigative journalist. Founder and political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. Rob, stay on the case.
Thanks, Bob Wayne. You're the best.
All right. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior on USA Radio Network as well as 790 AM. KBET here in Las Vegas.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time.
Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I just got my Trump interview on video in my hot little hands, and we should have it updated and uploaded by tonight and up at my website, Root for America, tomorrow, and on YouTube and lots of other places over the next 24 hours, and hopefully at many conservative websites as well, certainly at the Gateway Pundit. Maybe at other conservative websites we'll send it to. We'll see who wants to put it up. But it's my interview with Donald Trump, and it's a beautiful interview, well-packaged on video. Up until now, it's only been audio. It's just very hard to just listen to an interview. It's not the same thing when you watch it. So it's finally ready. And we got it all set aside. Thank you, Petar Lasik, for the entire video production, putting it together, and then the post-video editing session, which took a few days to get it right. But we got it all put together perfectly now. I want to do a little housekeeping. If you want to reach me at any time, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. My website's RootForAmerica.com, and that's where we'll have the Trump interview up tomorrow, RootForAmerica.com, the Trump video interview tomorrow. My one-on-one interview with the former President of the United States, and I believe still the real, legitimate President of the United States. Parler is back again. Finally, I can say that. Do you realize it's been since January? Parler was taken down with a vicious liberal attack by Amazon and others in January. And they kept promising they'd be back up by February, and then it was by March, and then they were back up in April, but it didn't work. And then they were up a little better in May, and it didn't work. And now it works. Everything I do works. It actually works. So you can find me at Parler. I give my opinions on the issues of the day all day long, my posts and my opinions. Go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com. I'm banned for life from Twitter. This is the conservative version of Twitter, Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com, or the Parler app on your phone. And then my handle is @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And then, of course, my War Raw Daily Podcast, complete with my New York authentic curses, F-bombs, is available on the iHeartRadio app, as well as all the other places, Amazon and Spotify and you name it. So check it out. And then the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. And I joined them 6 years ago, and it was the best decision I ever made. I was scared to death to leave health insurance and take something, you know, that was not health insurance, but it's worked out so great for me. Anytime there's a problem, they come through and they pay the whole bill. And on top of that, I've saved $120,000 at minimum in premiums alone. I think probably as much as $180,000, but I could certainly guarantee you, quote, $120,000 I saved. That's the absolute bare minimum I've saved in 6 years. $20,000 a year times six is $120,000. Would you like an extra $120,000 in your bank account? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So here's what, you know, look, there's two big news stories. Anthony Fauci and China really count as one, and hydroxychloroquine is part of that story. And two is the Biden administration squeezing suburbs out of existence with zoning laws. I'm ahead of all of these. I tell you about these months, weeks, or years ahead, and then they come out years later, months later, a year later. It's unbelievable. I told you that the goal of the Obama administration and the future goal, if Biden was elected, would be to destroy the suburbs. And this is, you know, it's a white-black issue, but it's not really a white-black issue. Because Biden would tell you the suburbs are too white and I want to diversify them, which means he wants to move black families into the suburbs. But the real story is that suburbs already are diversified all across America. But they're diversified not based on race, based on how much money you make. The American way of the American dream is that if you're poor, you live in a poor neighborhood and you fight to get out. And if you get out and you're successful, you move to the suburbs. And nobody cares if you're white or black or Asian or Jewish or Hispanic. Nobody cares. If you could afford the house next to me and it costs $700,000 and mine costs $700,000, God bless you. Welcome to the neighborhood. That's America. Certainly America today. I can't say 1950 was like that. But today, most suburbs have on every street Asians, Jews, regular old-fashioned white people, white Christians, blacks, Latinos on every street. Now, it may be majority white, but there's still a black here or there, Hispanic here or there, Asian here or there, Jew here or there, I'm Jewish. Nobody cares anymore. I live in Summerlin. I used to live in Anthem on the Henderson side of Vegas. As long as you can afford the same $1 million house or $500,000 house or $2 million house or $4 million house, nobody cares. Nobody stops a neighbor from moving in. There's no restrictions. So what Biden's trying to say is, if you worked hard your whole life and lived the American dream, and you moved up from a lousy neighborhood to a $500,000 house and then to a $1 million house, he wants to build an apartment building next door to you filled with crack whores. That's what he wants. He wants crack whores and drug dealers and murderers and rapists and welfare queens to live on the same block as you with your $1 million house. He wants to destroy the American dream and the American way of life and the American quality of life and the American middle class. And I give the middle finger to Biden. Good luck, buddy. They're trying to destroy our country. It's a communist takeover of the United States. Anybody can see it happening. Anybody can see it. I predicted it a year ago and 2 years ago and 5 years ago under Obama. They're not happy that the suburbs are filled with wealthy people and upscale people and upper middle class people and middle class people. They want it to be filled with crack whores and prostitutes and drug dealers and pimps and murderers and rapists to ruin your life and create equality, all right? Shared misery. Screw you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.